The British political elite practice an occult religion that involves the sacrifice of children and the consumption of their blood, according to Andrew Bridgen, the former MP who has joined a growing cohort of insiders to blow the whistle about the dark heart of the global elite. As Bridgen explains, these depraved rituals are an open secret in Westminster and form part of a sickening initiation ritual for newcomers, earmarked for a career involving status, power and wealth. Although not everyone succeeds in passing the initiation trial, everyone understands the dire consequences of speaking out. Before we dive in, join the People's Voice Locals community if you haven't already, and sign up to become a member of the world's first ever cybernation that truly believes in life, liberty and the pursuit of your dreams. Visit joson.com and click the Join Us button today. It's completely free. Hundreds of Ukrainian children living in slavery have been liberated by Russian special forces in recent months, as Putin's Adrenochrome Task Force continues working to destroy the international trade in children's bodies and their blood. The adrenochrome industry in Ukraine is larger than anybody thought possible, and Putin is determined to use the leads generated to destroy the global adrenochrome supply chain and punish those committing crimes against children, including the politicians and celebrities who are hooked on the drug he calls the devil's narcotic. According to Putin, Western elites have been consuming human flesh and drinking children's blood for centuries.
В западных элитах очень сильно желание заморозить существующее положение, несправедливое положение вещей в международных делах. Они привыкли столетиями набивать брюхо человеческой плотью, а карманы деньгами. Но они должны понять, что бал вампиров заканчивается.
The vampire's ball is coming to an end. And according to Andrew Bridgen, the British elite are terrified their supply of children and adrenochrome will dry up when the incoming Trump administration stops propping up Zelensky and handing Ukraine blank checks.
There's something wrong in our parliament when I'm attacking a Labour MP who I believe is a paedophile and I'm getting flack from my own party. Something wrong.
How many of the MPs would you say in parliament do you think would be of that?
I've no idea. I've no idea, but we certainly had a bad record round here. I'm thinking about in Leicester. I mean, Janna. I mean, paedophilia it's been rampant in Leicester. I don't know that we had the Lord Janna case. He had been the MP there, remember?
Yes,
Greville
yes,
Janna
yes.
Died mysteriously of dementia just before his hearing of facts.
And how many other people would there have been connected?
You know, I've passed details of people who are engaged in child trafficking into the UK. Names of all those. They've gone to the government. Nobody wants to act. Nobody wants to act about it.
How big is this?
It's big.
How many?
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds.
The globalist conspiracy against our children runs so deep that even MI5 and the National Crime Agency are implicated in covering up these heinous crimes. According to Bridgen, once you see the names involved, it all becomes chillingly clear.
How are they getting them in? Or is that...
They're flying them into small airports that haven't got fences around them. Lots of them in the UK.
Yeah, lots of small airfields. Yeah. You have a little biplane.
I gave the government the names of the people and the name of the company they're laundering the money through, where the children were being taken to have their photographs taken. They thought they were going to go to school. These were for selling them to paedophiles. Nothing. It's gone to MI5, it's gone to the National Crime Agency, no one will act. And then when you see the names, you see why.
The names?
The names of the people. They are known names.
And so they're taking these children to who knows where and they're doing who knows what to them.
Well, I'm told that they use them in the sex trade for about 3 years and then they're worn out and then they organ harvest them. No one's interested. No one wants to talk about it. No one wants to talk about lots of things.
Nobody wants to talk about the devastating scourge of child trafficking, a monstrous crime that shatters the lives of millions of children worldwide each year. But it's not just child traffickers. A whole industry exists to serve the evil predilections of the elite, including child trade agents, brothels, and organ harvesters. The demand for children has reached such horrifying levels that some women are getting pregnant solely to sell their babies to elite paedophile rings and organ traffickers operating on the black market.
What's your approach to selling a child?
Honestly, if it wasn't for this child, who is merchandise, I wouldn't be able to do it. But the thing is, if there's a possibility to earn quite good money on it, why not? They offer 50 to 150,000. It depends.
Do you believe it's a good price, 50, for a child?
Without intermediaries, I'd say it's enough.
Enough for what?
To make up for those 9 months. Where else could a young person like me earn 50,000 in 9 months?
Have you thought what you'd buy with that money?
No, but if I could afford it, perhaps a nice car?
It really can't be overstated the level of extreme evil that we're up against. If you think this level of depravity is confined to far-off places like Ukraine or other notorious hubs of corruption, think again. The same evil thrives right here in the United States, with adrenochrome dealers caught on tape brazenly flaunting their wealth. We've got all of the details after this important word from our sponsor. The globalists are trying to make us all poorer and destroy what's left of the economy. The Biden regime is following all of the WF diktats to the letter. They literally want you to own nothing and pretend to be happy. It's no joke. That's why I recently decided to put a lot of my own savings into precious metals, gold and silver. I don't trust the banks, I don't trust governments, and I don't trust big tech with my hard-earned money. Why? Because the handful of people that I do trust to give me financial advice, Max Kaiser for instance, have all said that gold is the best insurance against inflation and the stock market. So I decided to partner up with our sponsor, Colonial Metals Group. They helped me set up a self-directed IRA, where I have access to all of my assets, no matter what restrictions the government impose on everybody else. Let the team of experts at CMG help you protect your family's future. And viewers of this channel are being given an exclusive offer. Click the link below this video or call the 800 number and you'll receive a safe and up to $7,500 in free silver. This offer is exclusive to viewers of the People's Voice. The number to call is 888-351-2043. That's 888-351-2043 or go to colonialmetalsgroup.com/TPV. Dr. Mary Gatter, the director of the Los Angeles branch of Planned Parenthood, was caught on video negotiating the price of very specific body parts, favoured by the elites who use the body parts in the consumption of adrenochrome. This undercover video is particularly revealing because Dr. Gatter specifically confirms she's willing to provide thymus liver parts to the prospective buyer. She also confirms that she has colleagues in other parts of California selling the same body parts to elite buyers.
Are we agreed that $100 would keep you happy?
Well, let me agree to find out from other affiliates in California what they're getting, and they're getting substantially more than we could discuss it with.
Yes.
But again, the money is not the important thing.
No. But it is something to talk about. I mean, it's one of the first things that you brought up, right? So
we're able to get a liver thymus pair. You know, maybe that is $75 per specimen, and so that's for, you know, for liver thymus pair, and that's $150. Versus if we can get liver thymus. Okay. Brain hemisphere and all that, then, you know, and then so that protects us so that we're not paying for what we can't use.
Let me just figure out what others are getting, and if this is in the ballpark, and that's fine. If it's still low, then we can talk about it.
You would?
I want a Lamborghini. I said I want a Lamborghini.
Don't we all, right?
Yeah, exactly.
This is damning stuff, caught on camera. And yet mainstream media is attempting to run cover for Planned Parenthood and the elite they service. According to peer-reviewed medical literature, the thymus gland and the liver are the two main organs used in the production of adrenochrome. The thymus gland is a small organ that produces several hormones, including insulin, and it also regulates adrenaline. The thymus also influences liver functions through the hypothalamus-pituitary-gonad axis. It's no surprise that Dr. Gatter was caught negotiating the price of these body parts in Los Angeles, the home of Hollywood and the liberal elite. Actor Jim Caviezel, who will play Jesus in Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ sequel, has gone on the record admitting that children are being kidnapped and trafficked by Hollywood elites. Blowing the whistle on the elite is a dangerous game, as Mel Gibson found out when he exposed the Hollywood entertainment industry as a den of parasites who feast on the blood of kids. But these brave truth-tellers will be vindicated by history. Because the truth is, these occult rituals have been taking place for centuries, in all cultures, by the elite who have sold their soul to Satan. Nothing has changed except for the fact that people are waking up to the horrifying crimes of the elite.
My video on child sacrifice has been removed. I was explaining the occult origin of sacrificial rituals. It seems that this video upsets the ruling class. Many social networks did as they were told, in order to survive. I described in this video why young children were chosen. Why they had to be terrorized before the final ritual. I also explained that this ritual was an invocation to the demons. It wasn't just a question of removing the blood. It was about offering fear and pain to the demons. In exchange for a piece of immortality or success. It's one of the most despicable dark magic rituals. It's a contract with the devil for a moment of eternity. It's an elite that has been invoking demons to dominate mankind for thousands of years. It has become a business in the eyes of all. There are many places around the planet where human beings have been sacrificed, sometimes en masse, and they have the same modus operandi. Capture the victims and subject them to trials of terror and suffering, so that the demons are magnetized and imprisoned when the human is killed. Very often, children were used to vampire their vital forces and give demons and dark magicians greater influence. For those who know how to see, these demons are still alive in the invisible world, at places of sacrifice. Some very sensitive people can feel their presence. Wherever sacrificial rituals have taken place, the demons still radiate. With the cycle of terror that we have been experiencing for several years now. The bodies of many people have been prepared for the ritual of terror, as in the old days. And this has been going on for months, with repeated messages from the terrorists and complicit mainstream media. All these thefts of children are not just trafficking for money or for blood. It's just the other side of the coin. They serve to strengthen the occult forces that want to dominate the human spirit. Certain forces have already worked to imprison souls in extreme and destructive fear. For those who know how to pray, take care to put all your powers of love into your words. Because what we need is an exorcism on a global scale. It can only be done with the love of Christ.
Exposing the truth about elite paedophilia, Satan's narcotic, and the depraved practice of consuming the blood of children is no small task. It's a dangerous game. But there's safety in numbers. And more brave insiders are risking everything to shed light on this unspeakable scourge. Here at The People's Voice, we're determined to continue exposing the elite, but we need your help. Subscribe to the channel on Rumble and join the People's Voice Locals community to join our amazing team and gain access to exclusive and uncensored content. I hope to see you there. Today's video is brought to you by IPv6ers. Are you a content creator who wants to publish information online without Big Brother spying and censoring your every move? IPv6ers is set to revolutionize the way information is disseminated on the internet by eliminating the need for big tech companies to provide unreliable, overpriced services such as self-hosting, email and data management. IPv6ers enables an easy and accessible way for you to host your own web and email server with direct end-to-end connections and enhanced security. This means no snooping for Big Brother and no interference from the technocratic elite. If Hillary Clinton can get away with running her own server, why shouldn't you? Go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 to sign up, or click the link below this video to take back control of the internet and win the info wars against the globalists. If you like our content, help support our sponsor, IPv6ers, and go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 today. Thank you, IPv6ers, for making this video possible.